goes high towards Taylor. Walsh got there ahead of him though. On care plays it back in again. And no offside. And Taylor has scored. And that surely means it's the Premier League for Swindon Town now.
Right, it's half time at the Swindon Supermarine game. It's 2-0 Swindon Town. Goals from Luongo, which we missed, and Smith got the first. You were both at the 8-town game yesterday. How different is it to that one? That was first impression of Swindon this season.
Yesterday was the trialist in the first half, and pretty much the first team in the second half. We've got the first team out today, and you can tell the difference. I'm not too sure about most of the trialists. Calvin, the left winger, he seems to be doing all right. I think he's got potential. If we've got a budget, he might be worth going for.
Do you really think he has?
I think he
Kalinga, has. Because I've done, you know, I think everyone has searched online to try and find information about him, and he just doesn't exist.
No, I know, it's quite odd, but I think that he's one of those. He's a slower Anthony McNamee, but at least he's coming back and defending. So that's
is he?
One.
I think really?
So. Yes. I don't know. He's trying to. It's not being overly successful, but he's showing willing to track back, which is encouraging.
Yeah. What a slight willingness, maybe. Here,
yeah.
But okay.
I think he needs some more fitness. And he needs a little bit of development. But if that's what we're going for, he's 18. He might be worth a punt.
Do you think he's 18?
Well, that's what I've heard somewhere online.
I mean, before the game, Ian was saying that he looked a bit like Raheem Sterling, and maybe that was a kind of like the name was given.
Can I just point out you were saying that?
Sorry, yes, that's true. I was saying that, but he did a bit, and maybe the name was given there to kind of like, you know, perhaps he's some sort of superstar player from Belgium that, you know, we don't know of.
Does anyone want to ask John Bostock? Because I need that answer.
Yeah, I think he's been asked on Twitter, but he's not replied. But I mean, the first goal from Smith, I can't remember how it happened.
Ian,
Williams did something, got in on the right hand side, pulled the ball back. Smith took a touch and smacked it in, sort of under the keeper. I think he had a similar chance yesterday, didn't he? Which he swung a leg at and
missed.
Fell over.
Yes, and missed.
But he took his time today and finished it nicely. Mm. And like you say, the second goal, we were watching the subs not going off to get changed, so we missed it.
Well, that's what turned to you, Anthony.
I missed the build up.
Happened?
I missed the build up.
Okay,
but
let's turn to someone else.
Luongo, he got to about sort of 18 yards from where I was standing. It looked about 18 yards, and he slots the ball to the keeper's left, right into the bottom corner. Really nice, tidy finish. Didn't see the work up to it though.
Was it just a finish that because he's been away, you know, World Cup and trained so far? You know, is he looking the sharpest player on the pitch?
I think he does. Yeah, and you can tell that he's just dropped his shoulder. I mean, obviously, I know that we're a lot of leagues above Yate and Supermarine, but he just drops his shoulder and he loses three players and he creates himself a little bit of space, a bit like Glenn Hoddle did.
Ooh, very good, very good. Okay, well, after the Yate game, Cooper said that neither Ward or Harley are going to be featuring really in pre-season. They're pretty much on the way out of the club. Ward doesn't surprise me a great deal. Harley, to some extent, does. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right about Ward. I think the writing's been on the wall for him since the Wolves game, hasn't it, where he was dropped and didn't then get a look in for the remainder of the season. Harley is, like you say, is a bit of a surprise, because you think the reason he didn't play a lot last year was because of injuries, but clearly there's some issue there. I'm trying to think back whether it was actually Cooper that brought him in, or whether I think it was Cooper that brought him in rather than McDonald. I can't remember this time a year ago.
Yeah, potentially could have been.
But it obviously Cooper feels that the other midfield options are preferable, and it might be if he goes we bring somebody in place of him. So I don't think either are a massive surprise, but you do worry about our lack of experience if those two go, because you're left with Williams as being the only one over 25, perhaps.
It is a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah. It's a bit quite a young squad. I mean, is it potentially due to sort of wages, part of the actual wage restructuring, that, you know, they're too high?
Well,
experienced players and more wages that are leaving the club, or you know, in terms of Harley, he's not necessarily been a fan's favourite.
No. Well, in my eyes, Harley definitely has the ability. He's proved it at Exeter, but what's he proved since? And he hasn't done that. And whether or not he's got an attitude in training that says, I need first team football because I've proved it, it doesn't work for me. And that's why he's not a fan's favourite, because he doesn't seem to put 100% in on the pitch.
Okay.
That's my opinion. I know loads of other people would disagree, but there'll be loads of people that do agree. And I think you'll find that Wardy and Harley will be money driven as well, in terms of if we release them, it will get rid of a budget, you know, and bring in others.
I mean, it's strange with Ward, because I mean, as Ian was sort of saying, we need that sort of experienced head at, you know, at back, or even him as a coaching role. But I mean, he's yams. He's, you know, he still feels 21, probably. You know, he's the sort of person who you couldn't imagine will want to kind of hang up their boots. He wants to keep playing. He's been on the bench, or not even on the bench actually, for the last couple of months.
You would have thought there's a team out there looking for that sort of player to come in for a year. So I would think somebody will come in and take him off our hands. It's,
and there's some talk about Cheltenham, but that was rubbish earlier today on Twitter.
Yeah. I would have thought there's probably some team in League Two that's willing to take a punt on him. Harley's a bit different. Is he the sort of player that would be happy to just stay here and take the wage for the rest of the year, or would he be...
Has Harley got 1 year left on his deal, do you think?
Yeah.
And how old is he at the moment? He's
sort of late 20s, I'd have thought, 27, 28. Yeah.
Okay, so still be quite useful. I was trying to think when the other sort of pre-season games are, but it's a bit of a...
Tuesday in Petersfield.
Petersfield, you going down?
I'm not going to that one. I'm trying to get to Eastleigh on the Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
Okay, and then but Southampton in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've heard a bit of a rumour that obviously everyone knows Stevens for to come back on loan.
Yeah.
There's also talk about another centre-back from Southampton turning up on loan. And Liverpool left-back.
Which would be nice.
I don't know any names. I haven't even got a clue. Connolly's 18, the left back.
Yeah.
So that's as much as I got told.
It doesn't really help with an experienced defence, but anyway, okay.
But it might be for pace, and I think we're trying to play. Or the rumour is that they were trying to play a higher line, so that would indicate that that's why Darren Ward has to go, because he'll never get back.
And one thing today is that a lack of defenders really, but has been the three at the back, and I presume it was the same yesterday with Kazim playing in a sort of a sweeperish type of role. Do you think Ian, he's there to stay for the season in that?
I would be worried if he was going to stay there. I'd like to think if we're going three at the back, we go for three defenders. I mean, first half yesterday we saw Nathan Thompson play there, which again I'm not overly comfortable with, but I'd probably prefer him there than Yasser. I'd much rather Yasser in midfield. I think you can dictate more from there. But you're right, it's a very strange setup today. The two sort of outside central defenders seem to be pushing on a lot as well. Thompson and Branco are getting forward a lot. I mean, obviously it's just Supermarine, but
yeah. I mean, Branco, as far as I can see, spent, you know, quite a lot of time up the field.
In fact, he's put in a couple of left wing crosses from near the byline, sort of tells you everything you need to know.
And he's playing very much like David Luiz, but without the sideshow Bob hairstyle, really, to be fair. Runs up and doesn't come back.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice, David Luiz. Sort
to be
of
fair, 5 mil would do.
Okay, well, it's 2-0 at half time. Maybe we'll have a little chat again after full time. Right, it finished at the Webswood 3-0 to Swindon Town. Ian, what do you make of that? The second half was a bit less eventful than the first.
Oh, yeah, you saw all the trialists come on and the youth team, so it was similar to yesterday's first half. It was slightly more exciting. Well taken goal by Khalil Lambin.
Oh, well done.
Thanks. I think he anticipated there was going to be a mix-up in the defence. Should have had a couple more. There was the one ruled out for offside, which seemed a bit harsh. And then we've just seen Will Randall blaze over from about 3 centimetres. That's quite impressive.
It's quite an impressive effort from Randall. Otherwise, he's had quite a good game. He played all the first half and come back on as a substitute second half, Anthony.
Yeah, I've been quite impressed with him. We watched him, obviously, last night as well. He came on in the second half. He's got good feet. He's got good awareness. And he likes to go forward, which has been good. And he seems to get into the spaces to be able to take that forward.
He's not afraid to actually, you know, make the direct runs and hold a play also about up there as well. He's quite intelligent head for the young lad.
Yeah, and that you know, as I was saying, I was speaking to someone yesterday, and they were saying that they rated him to come through and do well. So hopefully he'll get some game time, and if we're up in some games and not too close, and you know, he can actually get some first team football. Mm. Whether or not he goes out on loan is another thing as well.
Yeah. Okay. Nathan Byrne played that second half with most of the trialists and the has-beens. Did we read anything into that, Ian?
Well, I would say he was the same yesterday. He played first half yesterday, and I was thinking exactly the same, actually, that what do we read into that? He didn't do anything wrong yesterday or today, really. I mean, I don't know, have to see over the next few friendlies, really, whether there's anything to be read into that.
Yeah, okay.
I agree with that. I thought that he actually had a better game today. I think he was. I think it was maybe it's to get him to have a bit more seniority inside the squad, because of course, like, he's out of that team, he's the one with the most sort of football experience, having played last season. So is it to do, give him a bit more sort of empowerment and that sort of thing, and development that way?
Yeah. So he's the next captain.
Could well be.